Please welcome Rachel Ross.
The interview for my dream job was not going well at all. Mr. HR, that's what we'll call him, Mr. Human Resources, Mr. HR, was kind of distracted and looking through me, and I was giving these really amazing responses, and he just was kind of looking around the wall, and then he took a phone call quickly during one of my great responses, and then he reached over into a basket of fruit and took a big chunk out of a red delicious apple, which was really noisy. I'm sure he couldn't hear my response, and I could barely hear my response, and I was just crushed. I knew when he escorted me to the door and said, "We'll be in touch," that my beautiful resume that I had worked so hard on was going to go in the circular file. You know what that is, the trash. So this was the job of a lifetime. It was national publicist for KQED, and I'd worked all my life, my 25 years, to get there. I had been a researcher with the investigative unit at KPIX-TV, and I had a radio program on KSAN in San Francisco, which was a rock station, where I had done also public affairs, and I had done promotion for Stomping at the Savoy, which was a musical with the Nicholas Brothers in North Beach. So I knew how to talk to people, I knew how to promote things, and this was the job of a lifetime, and I wanted it so bad. I was really crushed when he led me to the door. But undaunted, I had to find a way. I knew if I could get my resume into the hands of the guy who would actually hire me and who I would work with, that I could succeed. His name was Ken Wagner. I knew who he was because I'd seen him on the pledge drives, and I'd done my research, and I'd seen him in the annual report. He was a tall, tall Texan, kind of balding, and he had a warm voice, and I just had a feeling that we would click. So I hatched a plan. I was going to get my resume into his hands. So for 3 days, I parked my car underneath the overpass where KQED is in San Francisco, underneath the Bryant Street overpass, and I had a pair of binoculars. And I waited for Ken to come out at lunchtime from 11 to 1-ish, 2-ish. I sat there waiting to see that shiny head and that tall Texan. And I was dressed really nice the whole time, and I had a beautiful 9x12 envelope with my resume and my clippings. A very nice presentation, because in PR, presentation is everything. So on the third day, I was beginning to despair. Maybe he was going out another door. KQED was a big, big facility. I was, you could call it stalking, but it was for a good cause. It was a professional cause. And I'm looking through my binoculars, and I don't see Ken, but I see a bicycle messenger guy go in. And back in the day, fax machines were the new technology, but people still needed original hard copy. So bicycle messengers were a big thing in downtown San Francisco at that time. So I see the bicycle messenger go in, and I recognize this familiar gait, this rhythm in his walk. So I'm looking through the binoculars, waiting for him to come out, and sure enough, it's Jaime. Jaime was a guy that I danced with. I was a salsa dancer by night, publicist by day. And Jaime and I were buddies, so I got out of the car, and we hugged, and I said, "Look, this is what I'm trying to do." I explained to him, I said, "Do you think you can get my resume, my package, onto Ken Wagoner's desk on the second floor?" And he said he didn't have access to the whole building. They wouldn't let him do that, and they opened things up for security reasons, and if they saw it was a resume, it would go to Mr. HR. So, but then Jaime had an idea. His cousin worked in the mail room, And he said, when you order food, when he delivers food, then they do call the person to come down and get it. So we hatched a plan. The next day we met there at lunchtime. I had bought some hot, delicious tamales from the bodega, the hole in the wall down the street. So I had it in a bag, and I had my nice resume package underneath the to-go package. And Jaime brought it in, and they called his cousin out. And his cousin had not ordered this food and was really surprised to get it. But Jaime whispered to him in Spanish what he needed to do in exchange for this food. And his cousin was the one who delivered all the mail internally throughout the building, so he would have no problem getting it onto Ken Wagner's desk. Yeah. So I went home on pins and needles, hoping it would work and praying it would work. And the next day, it worked. I got a call from Ken Wagner, and he said, I'm impressed with your resume. Let's set up. When can you come in? I went in, and he said, you know, we had a great interview. We really clicked like I knew we would. And he said, I don't know how this got to my desk, but I'm really glad it did, however you did that, because the resumes that Mr. HR have been sending me just haven't been, you know, a good fit. They don't work. But I like this. I like your presentation. He said the envelope was kind of warm, but that doesn't matter. So we hit it off, and 2 days later, he offered me the job, national publicist with KQED. I was there for 3, 4, 5 years. It was great. I worked with Bill Moyers. I was thrilled, and I went through the orientation for new employees with 2 or 3 other new hires at the time. Mr. HR led the orientation. He was very cordial and friendly. He never acknowledged that I was the one that he ignored and said thank you. And he never acknowledged. I never said anything because I was going to be working there. And everything's going great. I'm loving my new job. And about 2 weeks later, an envelope arrives in the mail. I open it up. Dear Miss Ross, thank you for your interest in KQED. We had so many applicants, and we have chosen someone who is aptly qualified for the job. We wish you all the best in your career, Mr. HR. So I was pissed off because I felt like he looked right through me. He never put my resume in front of Ken. He did put it in the circular file, and he didn't make the connection because he wasn't organized. He didn't even understand that I was the one who had been hired, and that letter. I was pissed off, and I wanted to teach him a lesson or do something, but of course I'm working for him, and he needs to be my ally. I didn't quite know what I was going to do, but I had to make a move. The next day, I brought the letter with me, still not sure what I was going to do. At lunchtime, with the letter, I went down to his office, and his door was open, but he had stepped out. I was sure that I would know what to say if he was there, but he wasn't there, and there I was with the letter. So I just put it on his desk, and then I took one of the apples out of the basket, took a bite out of it, put it on top of the letter, and walked out. And I thought, this is fine. This is subtle. This is satisfying. I didn't have to say anything, but he'll get it. And I that was a Friday, and on Monday. So I felt it was well played. I felt it was touché. But Mr. HR, he got the last word, but it was a good one. On Monday, when I came into work, there on my desk was an apple pie.